Water levels are always the hardest levels. Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're talking about the protest and counter-protest in Charlottesville. And by that I mean fucking Nazis. God damn it, we're talking about fucking Nazis again. Why are we talking about Nazis?
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Tim Wick.
I am not a Nazi.
And Molly Glover.
Also not a Nazi.
And I'm still not a Nazi. And this week we're going to talk a little bit about what happened in Charlottesville. With the Nazi rally. Let's just call it what it is.
The Nazi rally.
A white supremacist rally for neo-Nazis and
the KKK.
Which was purportedly under the guise, the permits they got were
unite the right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Protest about the removal of a statue of General Robert E. Lee from a municipal park.
Who has said that he did not want statues or monuments to himself.
He did say that.
Yeah. Not that I give a fuck about a Confederate's opinion.
Right.
But the Confederate in question didn't even want statues of himself.
Right. So
he didn't think there should be monuments at all
right.
for war. Winners or losers.
You would think that he'd be happy that it was taken down.
Right.
If he was around to be asked about such things.
So, Saturday, August 12th.
Yes.
It was Unite the Right rally to protest the removal of the statue. It's the largest white supremacist event in recent U.S. history.
Yeah. Since the Civil Rights Movement, right?
Since the 60s.
Yeah,
since the Civil Rights Movement. But the guy who organized the whole thing is from an ultra-nationalist white pride group. All the headliners that they had on their posters promoting the event were various white power organization leaders.
If you look at the poster, it's a Nazi poster.
It is Nazi. It looks just like a Nazi. It's done specifically in a style.
It's got like the Nazi Iron Eagles on it.
Yep.
And it's got a Confederate flag on it, and there are these people standing in formation like Nazi soldiers would have stood. I mean, there's no way you can mistake it for anything but a Nazi.
A Nazi rally called to arms for those who believe in white supremacy.
In fact, the night before the protesters, when they didn't have a permit for the night before, they marched on the college
with tiki torches,
chanting.
That was for Friday. Yeah,
they chanted "White Lives Matter" and "Blood and Soil."
I thought Friday night was the Unite the Right thing. I thought that was the
protest was Saturday. Okay. They also marched the day before on Friday on the University of Virginia.
Okay,
but they were chanting "Blood and Soil," which is a Nazi fucking chant.
Yes,
it's a Nazi slogan.
Yeah.
So.
And they also were...
But some of them were very fine people. I think we need to remember to say...
They were... Before we get into the president and his fucking remarks, they were literally hiling.
Yes.
Like the Nazi salute.
Yeah, they were. It wasn't pictures.
There are some doing the KKK salute, which people are always like, well, it's a little different. Sure, it's a little lower, and you tuck your thumb in and you spread your fingers, but it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
And the only way they get away with doing the KKK salute is by slightly changing the Nazi salute. So give me a break.
Right.
And then they had torches. They did not cover their faces.
No.
And because
they
did not cover
good for that. Well done.
Thank you for owning
your bullshit.
Because they did not cover their faces, there are many photos and videos of them, and so people started identifying them.
And saying,
who is this Nazi? Tell me if you know these people. And there's a Twitter feed called
Yes, You're Racist
that has been doing this for a while. Pictures of people who post on Facebook and tracing them to find them and be like, here's who this is, here's where she works.
They have a Patreon to support their efforts.
And so they uncovered most of these idiots, including the kid who's like going to be the face of this forever when this goes into the history books.
Wearing a white shirt,
like
standing there holding a tiki torch. Looking super angry. Yeah, I mean it's like they're doing it like it's like a pig roast and racist rally.
Nothing says white power like co-opting Polynesian culture.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
honestly, that's kind of true.
Actually, yeah, but
it was so fucking, I mean, like, we have friends who are genuinely terrified, and I understand that. I identify as queer, but not in a way that I'm going to get dragged out of my house or beaten. I can hide. Bisexuality, the reason that there's a bi visibility campaign is because it can be invisible, right? So,
right.
Especially if you're married to, if you're in a heterosexual, you know, relationship, which I am. So, like, I'm not like afraid for my life or anything because I'm a white lady and I live in an affluent suburb. But we have lots of friends.
And you're married to a white dude, so nobody knows that.
And he's pretty big, so people usually don't fuck with us. Yeah. But more to the point, like it is, people are genuinely afraid and they have rights to be. A senator who is of Asian descent posted that she just recently got a letter that was like, fuck you, bitch. You and all your Jap like family deserve to die in camps. Boo hoo hoo. Like, all like, and it's even said like us Trump supporters are gonna end all this and make sure people like you don't have any say in the world. I mean, like, one of the things they were chanting at the rally is we will not be replaced, which is fucking ridiculous.
My god. So
that okay.
So the rally happens, right? And then there's some fights that break out because I don't know, when people are shouting that you should die, other people might get a little bit pissed off. I mean, that's the first thing.
A state of emergency was declared before noon.
That was after.
It was before the car.
That's not how it's being reported.
I have the Al Jazeera timeline pulled up. Cool. So it's at 11:28, a state of emergency was declared. At 1:42, one of the protesters, not counter-protesters, but one of the white nationalist, not Nazi protesters, rammed his car into a group of counter-protesters.
Yeah, I told him it's your Mercedes.
He did. And the woman he struck primarily is dead.
And then Heather Hayer. It was a terrorist attack.
Yeah, it was.
It was also premeditated. I mean, he went to his car to do this.
Yep. And they have him in custody, right? They know.
Yeah.
They know who did it.
They got him. But... So the reason the state
and, of emergency... And he's been charged with second-degree murder as well as other counts.
Well, so we've talked a lot about... Maybe not a lot, but we have talked about the Antifa movement, anti-fascism movement, and our support of it, honestly. And they showed up to counter-protest the, you know, planned Nazi rally that they knew was happening.
And I think there were some representatives from Black Lives Matter
And Black
there,
Lives and, Matter yeah. also showed up, and they were doing their best to protect... the counter protesters and try to, you know, just, but people on the ground have said, people from Charlottesville have said that without BLM and the Antifa people, that probably more people would have died because the neo-Nazi, the white supremacist protesters were breaking things and had, but they were armed to the teeth, man.
Some of them were incredibly well armed.
Yeah.
So my understanding, and I've read some of this stuff about it, is the counter-protesters did not start anything. The white supremacists surrounded the counter-protesters, and that's when fighting broke out.
They used pepper spray on at least two people who, like, reported, and they showed pictures of their burns. Like, this woman was like, this is what happens to your arm when you put your arm up to shield your eyes from pepper spray.
Right.
And her arm was just, like, red and blistered to the elbow from protecting herself.
There is one report that somebody in the counter-protest group maced somebody in the...
Baked Alaska.
A
former writer for BuzzFeed who is a... Pepe the Frog. He's like Richard Spencer the blogger.
He's a contributor to the fucking whatever that... Isn't he? Doesn't he blog to that site that got taken down?
One of the Nazi
Daily
sites.
Daily Storm or whatever, yeah.
Baked Alaska is a red pill men's rights activist guy who used to write for BuzzFeed until they fired him for being a fuckface.
Yeah.
There are some reports that he maced himself as a false flag operation on himself.
So we don't know.
We don't know. Well, there's no way to know unless...
He was maced. That's true.
Yep. It could have been somebody defending themselves from an attack. We don't know. And to be fair, we have to be fair and say there was some violence on the counter-protester side.
Absolutely.
There was violence on both sides, for sure.
But when someone marches around advocating genocide, that is a violent act.
You know what else? It wasn't even like they were just advocating genocide. If you look at pictures, they had assault rifles. They had riot gear. Like the police from Charlottesville have said, we were actually afraid to interact because they had better weaponry. Like they were more heavily armed than the police. So to some degree, because people were criticizing the police for why weren't you in there? Like why weren't you doing what you've done in other protests and stuff? And it's like, and the chief even said, yeah. I mean, did you see those dudes? Like,
yeah. The alt-right people are saying, well, the police are leftist hatchet men who just stayed back and let the Antifa do their dirty work and didn't protect us from them. It's like, yeah, they didn't want to get in between your guns and them. Yeah.
Why did you need protecting from them?
And it doesn't sound like the Antifa group was the one that instigated the violence.
Right.
It certainly does.
All accounts on the ground do not, back that up.
And you can be... You can be all high and mighty as you fucking want about how you should stay nonviolent, but I'm sorry, if somebody gets in your face and starts assaulting you, people have a tendency to fight back.
Yeah.
And it really tires me when a situation like that occurs. And one thing that I read on somebody's face, I've resisted saying so many things to people this week.
Yeah.
You all should be very proud of me. but one thing that somebody said is, well, you know, how can you tell the difference? The KKK wears masks, Antifa wears masks. And I'm like, all right, well, here's the difference in a plain and simple term. Sorry. KKK wears masks, carries a baseball bat. Mm-hmm. Antifa wears masks, carries a baseball bat.
Sure, I can tell
the difference. It's like, well, the difference is the KKK have lynched black people.
Yeah.
They have pulled black people out of their homes, hung them from a tree in their front yard.
Yep. The difference
is... And been proud of it.
Here's the thing.
For 100 years.
What also bothers me about that is, no, the KKK wear hoods. Antifa people wear, I don't even say it's masks. It's usually to protect against tear gas. It's usually like bandanas around their mouth and nose.
Actually, the Black Bloc, BLOC, protesting or counter-protesting ideology is specifically to hide your identity.
Is it? Okay.
It is. That's why they all wear all black, is so that they're harder to differentiate between, and so that their identity is more concealed.
I don't think that's automatically a bad thing. I mean it on both sides.
You know
sides.
Who else wears a mask? Spider-Man.
And I mean it on both sides. I'm more shocked that these white supremacists weren't hiding their faces. To me, that is the more egregious sin. If they were all hiding their faces, I wouldn't be saying, what fucking cowards hiding their faces? I'd be saying, of course they're hiding their faces. They don't want to be identified at work.
They are proud of who they are. But
they are emboldened by our president.
I have a huge problem with the fact that there's this false equivalence of Antifa wears masks. It's like, all right, the difference is you've got people that are talking about the ideology that included exterminating millions of people because they didn't like them.
Yes.
And then there are other people that are saying, do you guys remember what these fuckers were like?
Yeah.
We need to stop them.
Yep, we believe that violence is the only means to end violence, like in this way.
I saw a tweet or something that was, white supremacists, we want to kill you, Antifa. We would like these people to stop trying to kill us, BLM. Please don't shoot us, centrist. Boy, I can't tell the difference between these guys.
It's like... People are so programmed, some of us, by Donald Trump and the way he's programmed everybody to believe that any news that doesn't come from him is fake.
Yes. Yes. Including the Donald J. Trump channel, the news channel that they are starting. And back when he got elected, before he even took office, he sent out a survey that was like, what do you think of Donald Trump? Like, or maybe it was after his first 20 days, something like that.
Something like
that. And someone shared it on Twitter, and so I took it. And that was the survey when they got the results. They said that the left had co-opted their survey, and so they were going to send out another one because the first one didn't count.
Right.
And so they sent out another one. So I have been on his mailing list since January.
Oh, my God.
I have gotten 6 emails in 5 days. From the Trumps, from Donald Trump, from Donald Trump Jr., from Eric Trump, and then from the like president's like White House, whatever, and all of them asked for money.
Yeah.
All of them mentioned the terms fake news and called CNN out specifically. Even when it wasn't even about that, even when the email, so he's running a sweepstakes right now. It ends tonight. He's running a sweepstakes that if you contribute any amount of money to his campaign, you're entered to win a trip to see, fly out to a rally, and you get to meet him and you get to attend this rally. But since it's a sweepstakes, they legally cannot make it so that you have to donate to win. So there's a link you can go to just enter without giving him any money.
Sure.
Which I, of course, did. But
well, more, sure. Maybe more to the, Donald Trump would be...
More to the point, our billionaire president has been asking me for money on an average of at least once every 3 days since January.
Our billionaire president, who has not divested of any of his business ventures...
Who's holding meetings with other foreign nationals in his own hotels.
Yes. Yeah. It is... embarrassing to me. And so then on top of all this, all these emails, so the sweepstakes thing happened right after the Charlottesville Antifa protests happened. So that was on Saturday, right? Nothing from Trump. Tuesday's when he said the thing about how
Tuesday
there was
when he held a press conference problems, that would end the political career of anybody not named Donald
there
Trump.
There were mistakes made on many sides. Blame on many sides, right? So that was Tuesday. Then it was, I think it was Wednesday that he said the other thing that was dumb that we'll get to. And then it was Thursday that they, or Wednesday night that they started this sweepstakes.
Awesome.
To distract everybody. To be like, hey, who wants to go to Arizona for free? And it's Arizona.
I can't believe, and he's doing campaign events and it's, he's not
it's
even,
campaign 2020.
I know.
Yep.
And,
it's like, I can't even believe that.
So, Nick, what is it that he said on Tuesday? I know you have the Al Jazeera thing.
I just have what he had said that day.
Mm-hmm.
We said that day on Twitter was, we must all be united and condemn all that hate stands for. There's no place for this kind of violence in America. Let's come together as one. Not denouncing...
That was a tweet on Sunday, right?
Right. That was on Saturday, on the day.
That was like an official presidential announcement, wasn't it?
That was
Twitter.
Oh, you got confused because that's where all the presidential announcements happen now, is on Twitter.
God, what a fucker.
Like, it's, you know, it's for porn bots and the president. Oh, and ads from Arby's, Arby's is killing.
Oh, autoplay, bad form.
But he then had a press conference on Tuesday after being widely criticized for not saying anything.
On Monday, he came out and he did a carefully prepared remark that he looked pissed saying.
Yeah.
That basically condemned white supremacists.
No, that wasn't until like Wednesday that he actually condemned white supremacists.
I could have.
For real, it was like press conference Monday was when he said blame on many sides, and then like he remarked again on Tuesday saying like both sides there's violence on both sides.
We got to check this because I'm pretty sure that he said there was violence on both sides on Saturday after the initial conflict. On Monday, he walked it back, and on Tuesday, he held a press conference in which he doubled down on the blame on both sides.
Because
that's my understanding as well.
Because there were all of the... Let's see here.
I mean, we're disagreeing on time.
So, okay.
I know, but...
So, he said... On Saturday, he said, I want to make sure, unlike...
I've got a Vice article that's called A Timeline of Trump's Post-Charlottesville Fuck-Ups.
Perfect.
So, let's see. Saturday, August 12th, the thing happened. From his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, on Saturday, Trump said, we condemn in strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. You're right. On many sides.
Yeah, he repeated
so
on many sides because he wanted to make sure
the situation straightened out and study it, and we want to see what we're doing wrong in this country. Immediate outrage from everybody that he didn't denounce white supremacists. On Sunday, the White House released the following statement. The president said very strongly in his statement yesterday that he condemns all form of violence, bigotry, and hatred, and of course that includes white supremacists, KKK, neo-Nazi, and all extremist groups.
Right. Yeah, they've got to be really careful.
Unity. So now those two comments together were what the Daily Stormers were saying He didn't condemn us. He didn't say us. He said extremist groups, which covers BLM and Antifa. He's saying they're just as wrong as us. That was signaling.
By the way, BLM, not a fucking extremist group. Yeah. Fuck you very much.
So then, so
I mean, I don't think Antifa is.
It was Monday that, with his personal silence about things becoming more unnerving, that multiple CEOs all resigned from his manufacturing committee, and then he said he was going to do it anyway. Later on Monday, Trump made an unscheduled announcement in an attempt to appease, to use his terminology, the haters and the losers. Reading off a teleprompter, he said, "Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups."
Other hate groups.
Yeah. And then he tweeted, "Made up my additional remarks on Charlottesville, and I realized once again that the fake news media will never be satisfied. They are bad people." On Tuesday, he retweeted a cartoon of a train with his name on it plowing down a cartoon CNN reporter with the words, "Fake news can't stop the Trump train." Minutes later, he retweeted someone who said he was a fascist, then quickly deleted both tweets, and the White House told the press it was an accident.
So, it's also worth noting, since we brought up the CEO Council. A bunch of CEOs pulled out of Trump's CEO council after he pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Mm-hmm.
Three or four left, and thus disbanding the council. All of them are gone now. After
he claimed he was going to disband it anyway.
Sure.
Of course.
But so of the three guys or four that left
on Monday,
disbanding the council. He has criticized one of them.
Mm-hmm. And harshly called him an idiot.
Harshly. I have the tweet right here.
Of fraud.
The only one he's criticized is the black guy.
The only black guy in the whole council.
The only black guy in the council is the only person he's criticized for leaving the council.
And Donald Trump is not a racist. Right?
And what he said was, "Now that Ken Frazier of Merck Pharma has resigned from the president's manufacturing council, he'll have more time to lower rip-off drug prices!" ! All caps.
Yeah.
And it's like,
so president.
No one else has been criticized
not
for the
either,
council.
Not a little
I'm
bit.
Sorry, is it Merck Pharma or Merck Pharma?
Merck.
Merck.
Okay.
M-E-R-C-K. Yeah, Merck. Yeah, I don't.
So, on Tuesday night is when Trump said the thing that is the most. He walked back his PR-friendly statement.
He walked back his own walk back.
And said, "What I'm saying is this. You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other side, and they came at each other and it was vicious and horrible. But there is another side. There was a group on this side. You can call them the left. You have just called them the left, and they came violently attacking the other group." Then he said that a lot of Unite the Right participants were, quote, "there to innocently protest." Quote, "You had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent." And he dubbed them the alt-left.
He did.
Yep, you had
Which
a lot of bad
a
people in the other group, too. So then he said, then he criticized the campaign to take down the statue of Robert E. Lee by saying, "Well, George Washington was a slave owner, so should George Washington lose his status? Are we going to take down that statue? You know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture." And then when someone said, "Are you going to Charlottesville?" He said, "Does anyone know I own a house in Charlottesville? I actually own one of the largest wineries in the United States." Town and Country fact checked that. It's not one of the largest wineries, and Trump doesn't even own it.
So nobody knew that because it's not true.
Then Trump's lawyer forwarded an insane email defending the president's statements that was written by a known conspiracy theorist. Then it's only Thursday. Then on Thursday, he tweeted a whole bunch more about people lying and fake news and monuments and just like a series of ridiculousness. And then today's Friday, and Steve Bannon quit or was fired.
Or was fired. It depends on who you are.
So, from the White House says Steve Bannon has been fired. Steve Bannon says to reporters that, "No, I quit 2 weeks ago."
Yep. He claims he submitted his letter of resignation then.
You know,
I find both of these suspect.
Neither one of them are easily believable. So
no.
So the problem is that I'm seeing voices on the right, people that I know from the right, who basically look at Antifa and look and say, well, they're just as bad as. And it's like they don't even understand what they're talking about. There's no reality under which Antifa would advocate the even advocate the extermination of the KKK and neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
They're just basically saying they got to shut the fuck up.
Right?
And get the fuck mm-hmm. out.
Well, and they're saying, like, if you've, you know, dear listeners, you probably heard our somewhat controversial Punch the Nazi episode that we recorded where
we all advocated punching
Nazis. We all agree. And one of the reasons we agree is because of the thing that really turned my opinion, because I will admit, I originally was of the opinion that more violence just begets violence, and violence is never the answer. And then I read a really great piece written by someone who was like, if you were around in the 80s when the neo-Nazis were like strongest in America and the punk scene, you will know that, let me tell you, the only way that you can deal with these guys, the only thing they respond to is violence and fear. And being afraid to show their fucking Nazi faces and being afraid to step out in their bonehead red braces and laces and all their shit. Like, and unless they know that they are not welcome physically, they will not, you know, be quiet. And, you know, it's the whole make Nazis afraid again. You know, yep. make racists afraid. Make them fucking afraid to show their faces.
Because they're not.
No.
Right now they're not. And actually their rally to unite the right kind of worked.
Except
it kind of brought all the extremist groups together.
Well, you know what it did, though? You're right. It did bring some extremist groups together, including some on the left but for real, like, there, because I think that, like, there are some people who maybe were on the fence about BLM, Antifa, whatever else, who are now realizing, no, it's a real threat. It's not just some vague thing. It's not just some, like, oh, you know a guy who's kind of a dick online, but he's good in person. These are people who had straight jobs, who lived in the community, who go to church, who have fucking... Some of them are fucking teachers.
Yep.
Like, they are dealing with kids and the elderly and people, and they went out marching proudly, showing their fucking faces, saying, blood and soil, and we will not be replaced by Jews. Give me a fucking break.
I don't necessarily agree with hitting them with a baseball bat, but I do agree with they should lose their jobs. They should be shamed and afraid to show their faces and what they believe.
So
and Donald Trump is empowering them to show their faces. And,
good.
And it's one thing that I just don't understand that his supporters get. It's like they keep going, well, he's this and it's that. It's like, but do you understand that he tacitly supports this ideology?
They don't see it that way.
Do you I know.
Because they believe all his spin.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They buy all his spin. So when he says, I'm not a racist, they go, he's not a racist?
He says
it doesn't matter what he does. Yeah, he says so. And
and then you want to go, well, are you a racist? And they say no.
Sure. It's like, yep, exactly.
So before we get to five questions.
Yeah.
So
fast.
I do have something else I want to say about things too. So
after Bannon resigned, and after that news became public, Breitbart, which is the ultra right wing, white nationalist friendly, fuckface media outlet.
Fake news.
Yeah. Literal fake news.
Yeah.
Has said that they are planning to ramp up against Trump. Because now that Bannon is gone, it's basically a Democrat White House.
As soon as Trump said that he was against white supremacists and all that stuff, like even in this fact that he fucking false equivalenced it, the fact that he said it at all, now they're all like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still their guy.
It's for show.
All your joy it's will show. Ashes in your mouth. I want to say, so there have been some real world consequences here in our hometown from this shit, which is that, first of all, as we mentioned, the Yes, You're Racist Twitter feed has gotten a lot of people who were at Charlottesville fired. The kid who, one kid, his family disowned him. Like, his family came out publicly and we're like, nope, he's done. We're never, we cut off all ties with him. He is not a part of our family anymore, and we as a family want to very vehemently
state... Is that the Tiki Torch kid?
Yep. And
who's
and
like,
others,
I'm not so bad if
others,
you get to know me.
A diner and a guy who worked at a bakery or a restaurant in San Diego or something, or San Francisco. People are losing their jobs left and right. There's been at least six or seven that I've heard about, and I'm not even in Charlottesville, right?
There are a couple of people in Minnesota who are, quote, reenactors, who were outed at a local diner, and the diner fired them.
There's this dude that we've known about for a while who goes by the nickname Nazi Dan. And he will say he's been trying to get rid of that nickname for a while, but what the fuck ever. And they say they're reenactors, and that's why there are all these pictures of them in garb, but they're also well known for showing up at parties and conventions and just random Denny's or whatever in their Nazi.
Goose stepping and Sieg Heiling.
Several people on this thread that we were on Facebook said, he's called me the N-word to my face. Girl was like, he's thrown Jewish slurs at me. Like, he told me he wished I was gassed. Mm-hmm. Shit like that.
Seriously, if they are acting, they're super immersed, and it's not okay.
No, they're not.
Of course they're not. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They had other stuff. They had Rhodesian Army stuff. They're transphobic. They had a bunch of pictures and memes they were sharing, and I'm sure they'll claim they're shitlord meme posters who are just in it for the lols, like they always fucking do when they get caught. But they lost their jobs because there was a launched social media campaign, and some people were going to call it a witch hunt. I don't give a shit because Nazis should be afraid to be Nazis. And if you're going to be a Nazi, you should know that you're probably not employable, so fuck you.
When did hating Nazis become super liberal?
Or when did that become a controversial thing?
I don't understand why hating Nazis is a problem.
Yeah.
It seems like the baseline. We fought a fucking war.
Hundreds of
thousands of Americans died. It's the one war in our history that everybody basically agrees.
Yep.
Even if we did some bad shit,
we
were fighting it for the right reasons.
Like, okay, so that movie Dunkirk. I was like, wait, is this World War I or World War II? It was like World War I. I'm like, oh, so I have to feel bad about the Germans getting killed.
No, it's World War II.
Is
Dunkirk
it?
Is World
okay,
War
good.
II.
So, because that's the thing. Good. Because if they're fighting in World War II, then I can be like, yeah, fucking kill them. But otherwise, it's like, oh, everyone's on the wrong side, you know, like in a war. But
World War I, everybody was on
the
wrong side.
Exactly. So, I agree. And I saw, just as a fabulous, like maybe a capper here, I saw a great meme that said, you don't get to be a proud American and a Confederate and a Nazi. For the Civil War, like we had a whole war about this. And for
Confederates
the
lost. If you're a proud American,
and
you're okay with that.
You don't get
that.
To be a proud American and a Nazi. We had a war. The whole world was involved. Like, we all decided Nazi's not okay. Everyone decided.
That was the conclusion.
Literally everybody except for the other fascists.
Yeah.
And one other thing, just quick. Because this whole thing started about taking down Robert E. Lee's statue. And the idea that you're destroying history. And I saw somebody post a reprint of an illustration from before the Revolutionary War that perfectly explains why you should shut the fuck up about this.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of revolutionaries taking down a statue of King George III.
Yeah. Pulling it down.
And somehow we haven't forgotten about King George III.
or statues of Stalin and Lenin after the fall of the USSR.
We cheered when they pulled down the statue of Saddam Hussein in Iraq, right?
Yeah.
Who? I don't remember who you're talking about.
I have no idea what that
statue's I've never heard of Saddam.
We got erased. Yeah.
I've never heard of Saddam Hussein or Stalin or Lenin. Never heard of these people because they tore down
the statue. Fuck your participation trophy statues.
Yeah.
My family's
from the South, and my whole family on this is like, we know our heritage. Our heritage isn't racism. Like, our heritage should be all the good stuff about the
South.
There's
lots of good things about the
fried
South.
Fried food. Great.
Yeah.
The thing is, there are battlefields all over the United States that have monuments to Confederate soldiers and to Confederate generals that are historical monuments, essentially museums. You can still go see statues to these people.
Yep.
You're not going to be able to go to Gettysburg and get them to take down the statue of Robert E. Lee in Gettysburg. It's not going to happen.
Tim, are you saying these statues belong in a museum?
Yeah, I am saying exactly that. Let's do five fucking questions.
Right. Molly, who's our question? Who are our answers from?
We have answers from a Patreon supporter,
Great.
Ryan Gerber. And before we get there, I want to mention we have two new Patreon supporters.
Oh, no way.
We have Bethany DeBarton. Sorry to Bethany if I'm saying that wrong. Dave Artin, I don't know. And Sam Thompson.
Yeah.
So thank you both so much for pledging. And if you want to write in your answers, you'll get bumped to the top, just and, like Ryan here.
Ryan F. Stello, another Patreon patron, just renewed his support with a $6.66.
Wow. So, yeah, that's awesome.
I appreciated
so
that.
All right, great. So Ryan, thank you so much. He
before
says...
Before we do this, Ryan, yeah. If you are a Nazi, we're not sorry.
I don't think he is. I feel pretty confident
on this.
All right,
good.
So he says, hi, I'm a patronizer. Actually, that's my superhero name, patent pending. I took my time with this because I wanted to hear other people's good ideas and just copy those.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. All right. Good idea.
Do you want to start us off?
I would love to start us off, but I can't remember the first question.
Conspiracy.
Oh, what conspiracy theory do you consider the most interesting or compelling?
I like conspiracy theories that might turn out to be true.
Ooh.
The ones that kind of make sense and haven't conclusively been disproven yet. I spend a lot of time around drug users, and they've got some pretty wild ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like the CIA spreading cocaine and fentanyl being a Chinese plot. I have a feeling some of them will turn out to have a grain of truth, even if it doesn't come out for another 50 years. I agree with that, Ryan, because there's been kind of proof that the CIA let out crack,
yeah,
right?
I don't think the CIA like spreads cocaine, but I mean, they did do the LSD test. That's That was the U.S. Army, though.
I've heard
the point is that happened.
That conspiracy theory makes sense to me. The crack in the hood thing, like
yeah.
I know some people who think that the government created AIDS to get rid of black queers, specifically.
Sure.
I don't know about that necessarily, but...
they may have slowed the progress of making treatments available. And stuff
I
like
know
that.
They did that.
Yeah.
There's a whole play about it. It's called Angels in America.
Yes. So, question two. What is your perfect two-week vacation?
I'd like to spend a couple of weeks on a space station. They still have tours, right? For $20 million? Seems like anything else would be a waste of a wish.
You could definitely do that. I mean, because you could do it in 2 weeks.
Oh.
You can't go to Mars, but you could definitely.
I'd do that.
I would love to do that. All right, question number three. What is a movie or book that changed your life, and how or why?
I didn't really watch movies until I was old enough that my life was pretty well set. Sorry, Tim.
Yeah.
Books, though.
Fucking books.
As a kid,
I'm just kidding. I like books. Books are great.
Fucking books are a different kind of books.
Yeah,
that'll give you a paper cut.
I read a lot of fucking books, and I know it. As a kid, I had a book on Greek and Norse myths. I think it actually was called Greek and Norse Myths, and I have no idea who wrote it. But I credit that with getting me into fantasy books, and in a roundabout way, with me getting out of religion. I would agree with that. I had two books, one on Egyptian mythology, one on Greek mythology, and I really think that went a long way toward my atheism. At least my skepticism as a young kid.
Yeah, I loved Greek mythology, but man, those gods were dicks.
Because I remember being like, so why are these gods not gods and Jesus was God? And no one could give me a good answer. Other than, well, those people didn't know about Jesus yet. And I was like, that doesn't seem right.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Question four, what is the geekiest thing you've ever done?
Well, I don't really do things or say things. I come to geekdom as a consumer. The geekiest thing I've ever done is probably writing into a geek-themed podcast, not once, but not twice, but thrice.
Oh!
I feel like if I ran that past a muggle friend, it would come out way ahead of Went to a Con Once or Read Lord of the Rings before it was cool. Aw, you guys, we're the geekiest thing he's ever done.
Yeah, I was hoping that would happen someday. All right, question number five. What's your favorite hangover cure?
Prevention is the best cure. I've never had a hangover. I drink sometimes, but never more than one or two in a night, mostly because I don't live near transit. Responsible, Ryan. Yes.
Super responsible. Right. Well done, Ryan.
Love
it. No hangovers.
awesome. Thank you so much for your answers. If you want to answer our five questions, you can send them to 5questions@geekswithoutgod.com. If you are a Patreon supporter, we'll bump you to the top of the list, or at least... to the top of it behind anyone else who's a Patreon supporter who's
said
there's in.
We only have like four answers.
We have precisely two answers in the queue right now.
Whoa!
Three answers in the queue. None of them are Patreon supporters.
Oh. Yeah.
So if you're a Patreon supporter and you send in your answers, you'll be next up. I don't really want to like invite a lot of comments about or debating opinions about whether or not we should tolerate Nazis because... centrism inherently supports fascism. I mean, that's just the reality. Look at any rise of any fascist empire, and you'll see that that's the cause, or at least a contributing factor. So
here's the thing: if you don't think we should hit Nazis with a baseball bat, I get it. I don't want to hit Nazis with a baseball bat either, but we got to hit them where it hurts. And that means outing them, making them lose their jobs, making them afraid to be Nazis. Somehow, if your thing is not bashing them with a baseball bat, I get it.
But, guys, yeah. I just got a 7th email from Donald Trump in 5 days, if you're wondering.
Oh, good to know.
He wanted to make sure that they're having a historic Make America Great Again rally, and he would love for me to join him. I don't think he would. I think he's wrong on that.
So instead of comments, what I would love is either on this Facebook post or on geekswithoutgod.com, the post for this episode, post your favorite anti-Nazi meme.
There you go.
Whether it's anti-fa or depicting the soldiers storming Normandy and it says, once again, the intolerant left.
Well, you know what? If memes aren't your thing, donate some money to the Southern Poverty Law Center or to the ACLU.
Yeah.
The ACLU is actually defending the right of the white supremacists to assemble, and I'm all about it, to be perfectly
fucking
honest.
They have every right to assemble. I want to know who they are.
Yep, agreed. Yeah. So, you guys, like, for real, like, if you want to put your money somewhere good, those are two places right now. And, as always, the Red Cross, because they help out when people get killed.
And you know what? If you want statues to Robert E. Lee, can I suggest you contribute some money to the Gettysburg National Historic Battlefield, because there's a very nice one there.
Mm, there you go.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll be back next week, so keep an ear out for us. I've seen the white race. How is the white race superior?
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Bye. He didn't say goodbye.
But I didn't,
so I didn't know what to do.
Keep an ear out for us was good. I was like, okay, that's an ending.